the army, we are hurting this principle of separation.
The problem is that the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community has grown over the decades from just a handful. Now tens of thousands are exempt from what should be compulsory military service in Israel. Many Israelis are resentful of the fact that ultra-Orthodox Jews live off government stipends. Full-time religious studies mean few are employed in the standard labor market. There is a growing narrative here about how the rest of the country is footing the bill for this one community.
I think that every Israeli citizen should have individual rights and individual responsibilities, and they should be drafted as individuals, and they should serve, and they should serve honorably.
There's no doubt that the ultra-Orthodox should serve in the army. There's no reason why my 18-year-old friend should be protecting them at checkpoints whilst they're just sitting at home.
It's become the top political issue, more so than others, because criticism of the ultra-Orthodox community is part of a perpetual debate about the character of Israel, how secular it should be, or how Jewish. Any decision by the government to put these men into the military would disrupt their personal quests, they say, for spiritual growth and reflection.